Coach Byers, what have you thought of the camp so far?
I've been really, really impressed with how good a job Allen and the Valdosta staff and the community and the support has structured this thing and set this up. I, you know, these things are very difficult to run, and I know this is their first foray into it, but my goodness, they have really done a great job setting this up, and they've obviously gone to a lot of work to prepare for this. And, of course, obviously on top of that, it's a great opportunity for all these kids to, you know, get a chance to get reps today.
Now, what are you looking for today that could help you throughout the summer and get ready for the upcoming season?
Well, anytime you get a chance to do anything competitively, you know, that gives you a chance to get your team better. The beauty of what I like about this, we were able to bring two teams over today. So, you know, we're going to help develop depth. We may be actually spread a little bit thin, and we've got like three or four of our top receivers at basketball camp. But you know what? A lot of times that's a blessing in disguise. So we got guys that are going to help us in the fall that are getting opportunities today that maybe they wouldn't have gotten. And, you know, once again, I just think the way it's set up, there's some really good teams here, really good programs. Everybody in South Georgia is really well coached. So we get to see looks that we maybe don't see against ourselves in practice. There's just so many things that come out of this. I really think Allen and these guys have a chance to have a big national 7-on-7 at a facility like this. And the way they've already structured this one, I think this is something they could really, really do here.
Now, what do you like about the 7-on-7s? What do you think the advantages are to come into these type of camps?
Well, first off, you're limited in being able to put shoulder pads on in the summer in just a few days at your typical, you know, like the helmet shoulder pad camps. But this is a chance to still work a lot of football in just a helmet. And it's really hard to, you know, it's really hard to do a lot with your linemen, et cetera. So you get a chance to work your pass routes. You get a chance to work your timing. You know, they hold you to your drop accountability with the 4-second count. So you're not just holding the ball. You got to get it out on rhythm. And you know, we do things that probably hurt ourselves, like defensively. If we were going to blitz two linebackers, we go ahead and show that and just cover with 6 instead of 7. But that way we're still working on what we would do in the fall. Some teams don't do that, and I think I don't know if they get as much out of it. But these guys get to compete, they get to work their coverages, they get to work their routes and all that. That's just going to pay dividends.